Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the...
For the Christ's sake,
that knocks something over. Yes, hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. It's actually the best of Distorted View. I'm still sick, so I'm going to go to sleep right now. It's nighttime on Monday, but tomorrow in the afternoon I will post the Tuesday show. But until then, I figured you guys might want something to listen to. So here's a best of show from last year around Christmas time. All right, bye everybody.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, December 22nd, 2006. Coming up on the program today, maggot-infested wounds, the pooping peasant, and pizza from hell. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, you freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show, ending the week with the Big Friday program. You know, it's the last show until Christmas, right? Monday is Christmas. We're not going to be doing a show. But one thing that I noticed is, obviously, as Christmas approaches, you hear more and more crappy Christmas songs, and nothing will ever top the sheer awfulness of one particular song. I think you guys might know what I'm talking about. Yes, Christmas Shoes. Every year we're subjected to this shit. And I don't even know the group that did this. I don't think on my MP3 it lists it. But if you guys have never heard Christmas Shoes, consider yourself lucky. However, I'm going to play a little clip from you now. Let me paint you a picture of what this song is all about. This was done several years ago, maybe like 2000, maybe it was recorded. There's a little boy in a department store who brings up a pair of shoes to the cashier, but he doesn't have enough money. That's where we pick up on the song.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes.
Yeah, that fucking finger's all the way inside that car. Yeah, look.
It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry and see? Daddy says there's not much time. She's been sick for quite a while. Know these shoes will make us
laugh.
Okay. Come on! Cancer? Mama meeting Jesus? What happened to "It's lovely weather for us, lay right together with you and you and you"? What happened to that? This is so depressing. And second of all, I don't know who this kid is trying to fool, but Mama doesn't wear size 11 Air Jordans. All right, just another clip from the Christmas Shoes. Christmas Shoes for Mama.
So I laid the money down.
Sucker.
I just had to help him out.
Hey, little boy, nothing comes free. Oh, you're going to get your Christmas shoes all right, but you're going to be walking funny in them.
And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said,
"Please don't come in my ass." All right, enough of the Christmas Shoe song. Just awful. Really the worst Christmas song ever. Speaking of songs, you know, we have a contest on Distorted View right now. It's called the Don West Contest. If you go to donwest.org, there are literally thousands of Don West sound bites. And we're asking that you make your own Don West song or Don West mashup. And I've been getting some entries in. Winner will receive a lifetime subscription to the Super Freak Sideshow, which, by the way, I just updated yesterday with a bunch of new shit. So if you're a member, surf on over there and you can download a bunch of shows. So I wanted to play one of the entries just to give you guys an idea of what you're up against. It's one of my favorite songs. It's to the tune of NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye.
Anywhere!
crunch time. It doesn't get better than this. Buy jerseys, bats, baseball, pictures, cards. Oh, nothing but superstars or Hall of Famers. There will be complete sets going out in every one of these. There will be lots of superstar cards. When I say lots, I mean groups, pets, hundreds of dollars of superstar cards. Like Griffey's, McGuire's, Jordan's, Jeter's, A-Rod's, old cards like Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron's,
That entry comes from Corey, just an excellent example of the type of shit that I'm looking for. Do you think you could beat Corey, though? Send me your Don West song mashup. Email me, show@distortedview.com, with the subject line Don West song or something like that. Enough of this bullshit. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. A bunch of people have been emailing me saying that Dig.com has a podcast section now, and if you dig Distorted View, it gets higher up in the rankings. Apparently, we're number 10, I think, in the comedy section, and like number 54 overall. So I'll put a link to Dig today. If you guys would be so kind as to vote for us or dig us or whatever the hell you have to do, I'd really appreciate it. So, like I said, I'll put a link to that on today's show notes. First story we have for you today, there's no topic Distorted View listeners love more than women infested with maggots, I guess. There you go. And so I got something for you guys today. A resident of a long-term care facility had maggot-infested wounds so advanced that skin peeled off her legs when a hospital emergency room nurse removed her clothing. See, that statement would have been hot. A nurse removing another woman's clothing. But the second you add the words maggot-infested wounds, it's pretty much the opposite of hot. Riverwalk Communities, which has a history of violating nursing home standards, and we're back to hot again, could face state actions for the woman's case, said Jennifer Dunlap, a spokesperson for the State Department of Health. According to the state's investigation, the woman, whose age was not released, had refused treatment for her wounds. What a dumb fucking cunt. And to be bathed for 5 days at the licensed 133-bed healthcare facility before she was taken November 3rd to the hospital. Hospital emergency staff found festering sores on both of the woman's legs and maggots emerging from wounds infected with treatment-resistant bacteria. Emergency department nurse told the state surveyor that the woman's right slipper and pants leg were stuck to her skin. He indicated he soaked her right foot in warm water for 45 minutes, and bugs and cockroaches were crawling out of her house slippers. This woman's not going to have a very Merry Christmas. The woman was hospitalized November 3rd after she became combative. Well, she does have cockroaches living in her legs. I can understand why she doesn't have a sunny fucking disposition. Christine Goad, who was Riverwalk Community's administrator, said that the report referenced to cockroaches being found in the woman's slippers is simply not true. She said the center does not have a roach problem. Sure. I contacted a wound specialist, and an ordinary housefly could have laid an egg on those dressings, and it would develop into a maggot in 24 hours. He said he's seen it too many times, said Code. Really? Because the rest of us have never heard of that before. Why are you the only person? Dunlap said she could not release any details about the woman due to federal privacy laws governing medical records. So there you go. Did I say governing? I meant governing. I'm an idiot. Ding! Second story we have for you today. Hell Pizza is not concerned by a call by a Catholic newspaper to boycott its product in response to a recent condom mail-out. I love Hell Pizza. To promote its Lust Pizza, Hell distributed 170,000 condoms, along with explicit instructions on their use, to homes around the country. The move prompted hundreds of complaints to the Advertising Standards Authority. Really, I think it's brilliant advertising, which ruled Hell breached standards of decency and social responsibility. They're handing out condoms? What's more socially responsible than that? In an editorial in NZ Catholic, oh, this must be from New Zealand, all right, It calls on readers to abstain from purchasing any of the items from hell. Kirk McGibbon of Cinderella Marketing, the firm which handles all of hell's advertising, said if Catholics decide on a boycott, there wasn't much hell could do about it. I'm not sure how many Catholics buy from hell anyways, said Mr. McGibbon. The Lust campaign had been hugely successful and had a chance for hell to be controversial while also doing some good. As well as promoting pizzas, the campaign was meant to draw attention to New Zealand's high rate of teen pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections. Now, quite frankly, I find this story fascinating, and I wanted to interview someone from Hell's Pizza, so I gave him a call, and they flew one of their top shareholders to the Distorted View Studios today, just so I could talk with them about this lawsuit, their pizza chain, and what this means for New Zealand. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, it's Satan, everybody.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I didn't know you were the top shareholder. I should have guessed that you would have been involved with Hell Pizza.
You're goddamn right I am. Have you tried this pizza?
No, I don't live in New Zealand, so I haven't had the chance to try it.
It's mind-blowing. I've never had a pizza so good. That's why I invested in this. And you know what our secret ingredient is?
Don't tell me it's love.
No, of course not. That's stupid. Our secret ingredient are the succulent damn souls from hell! It really does give the pizza a kick.
Alright, so let me ask you another question.
Our pepperoni is made from aborted fetus meat.
Alright, that wasn't the question I was going to ask you.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, rock. I'm sorry, I'm just in a good mood.
Now, why are you in a good mood? It's right before Christmas, the birth of Christ. I would think that you'd be in an awful mood.
You know, you'd think that, but let's break it down with some facts. Christmas time, highest year for suicides. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Despite the fact that Christmas has this image of being all about giving and happiness and spreading cheer and all that bullshit, people are absolutely miserable this time of year. They're spending money, they're greedy, they push, they shove. I love it.
Uh-huh.
And let's think about the weather. It's all icy outside, people getting in wrecks left and right. It's snowing bloody carnage!
Okay, anything else you want to mention about Hell's Pizza?
Well, I'm very excited to announce that we're going to expand and start selling wings.
Wow, okay, so you're going to be selling pizza and chicken wings.
No, not chicken wings. Angel wings. I get my little demons to infiltrate hell. And when the angels are flying all around, giggling like little fairies, my demons sneak up behind them and rip off their juicy, meaty wings and bring them back down to hell for me to cook. Slather on a little spicy garlic parmesan sauce. They're succulent.
All right, so there you have it. New Zealand's Hell's Pizza's top shareholder, Satan, everybody.
I just want to tell all of your listeners, have a merry fag-mas. That's what Christ was, a little pretty boy faggot. No, but seriously, have a Merry Christmas. I'm going to put my personal beef against him aside. But I will tell you this, if you're not going to have a Merry Christmas, why don't you kill yourself, all right? At least make me happy. Isn't that what Christmas is all about?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Satan.
We'll see you later, Tim. Satan away!
There you go, Satan making a triumphant return to the show right before Christmas. Wonderful. Final story we have for you today, the Virgin Mary, the three kings, a few wayward sheep. These are the figures one expects to find in a traditional Christmas nativity scene. Not a smartly dressed peasant squatting behind a rock with his ass exposed. It's the new Christmas, and I'm loving it. Yet statuettes of the Great Defecator can be found in nativity scenes and increasingly on the mantelpieces of collectors throughout Spain's northeastern Catalonia region, where for centuries symbols of defecation have played an important role in Christmas festivities. You've gotta be shitting me. No pun intended. So over in Spain, shit plays an important role in Christmas. I wish Satan was still around to hear that. During the holiday season, pastry shops, around Catalonia sell sweets shaped like feces, of course, and on Christmas Eve, children beat a hollow log packed with holiday gifts, singing a song that urges it to defecate presents out the other end. All right, next year I'm bringing the show to Catalonia for the holidays. These traditions, in the case dating back as far as 17th century, come from an agricultural society where defecation was associated with fertility and health. Huh. While the peasant is traditionally in a red cap, more modern renditions have gained popularity in recent years. So there you go. That's how I'm going to celebrate Christmas from now on. Pray to the shitting homeless person. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with the Freaky Dickies here.
Hey, Tim, this is Thomas. I'm going to send you $75 tonight as soon as I get a chance here. And, hey, I'm still waiting for my pure Pakistani. I haven't seen it up yet on the sideshow, though.
So I know.
The, super freaks would like that.
Well, you know, I think the problem is I've been asking around if anyone has that particular bit because I don't have it here with me. I think it's in the storage unit in one of the CDs. So as soon as I find it, I promise you I will play it. Let's see. Next up here.
Hey, Timmy, it's Cash Cow. I don't think I pressed the pump key last time. But, yeah, I had a few ideas for Distorted View.
Okay.
It was about, you know, just doing,
That's a great idea, sir. And scene. All right, next.
Hey, Tim, it's Cash Cow. What's up? Hey, I had an idea for Distorted View. Or the Super Freaks sideshow, because, you know, I'm a member.
All right, let's try this again, Cash Cow. What is your idea?
Anyways, you could probably do the best of skanking.
Oh.
You could do that like as a super freak skank.
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't really done too many skanks, so I think I'm just going to post all of the skanks that I've done up on the Super Freak side.
That's like on a Saturday or something, but you know, whatever. And I also sent you a funny email about what happened to me at GameStop where I work. I named it Homeless Stand-Up. Yeah, you might want to check it out. I'll send it again.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. One more voicemail here.
Hey, Timmy.
Hi.
This is Super Freak Jerry. I emailed you a little while back about an idea I had for the Super Freak sideshow. I don't know if you got it or not.
I probably got it,
you read it,
and I probably hated
it. Or not. Anyway, my idea was Distorted Tunes, an all-music special.
Oh.
I figured you could probably find plenty of horrible, terrible music on...
Yeah, that might be a good idea, doing a whole episode of just, you know, some of the Linda Finkel nominees and some of Ty's music. If you are a Super Freak member, I urge you to check out the website. I added some songs, both of Ty's songs, Distorted View, A Place for Freaks Like You, and Tim Henson's Tranny Adventure, along with The 12 Lays of Christmas, which you just heard at the top of the program today. So all those have been added to the Super Freak Sideshow for your downloading enjoyment. That, my friends, is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God. Screw Santa. I want to sit on the lap of the homeless guy taking a shit. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not a member of the Super Freak Sideshow, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Why don't you sign up? It would make a lovely Christmas gift to yourself, and you deserve it. We will be back on Tuesday after Christmas to start a new week of shows. Until then, you guys have a great, happy, Merry Christmas. Bye, everybody!
I'm going to try to do this without the words. I'm already screwing up. Oh, I'll be together. Your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight.
Not bad, right?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You claim!